Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we're talking gardening here on Mind Food Radio, a topic that Michael and I love to talk about. Brian, who produces the program, is obsessed by it. And today is about sculptures. Now, is it of yourself or are we talking metal
structures?
That's
a very large sculpture. No, it's about sculpture in the garden. And I really think, you know, I saw images recently of Michael Hill's golf course, the Hills in Queenstown.
Yeah.
I think it's his son, actually, has created these really beautiful one-off pieces. They really are art pieces, and they're dotted in and around the golf course. I know you've got a beautiful fountain out there. I've seen a Buddha, and was that a gnome I saw in the corner somewhere?
Probably somewhere.
I'm not really meaning sculpture like that, but I'd like to welcome back to Mind Food Radio Dan Rutherford from Christchurch. He last week, of course, talked to us all about, I guess, the geology and landscape design, but he himself is also a bit of a working artist. And welcome back to the show, Dan.
Brilliant, thanks for having me back again.
So tell me about sculpture in the garden, because I guess, you know, it's really more than just about a gnome. Sorry, Ben, to disappoint you about that.
Can work through. Well, to me, it depends on, you know, the context that you're coming from. So, then the two main contexts you've got are the landscape or the world around you, and that includes, of course, the garden that you're in, but it also includes things outside of that. I mean, I'm at the moment in Christchurch. I'm looking out across the city from the hills, and it's just starting to get dark, and so the streetlights have come on. I can still see the tops of all the trees, and the streetlights are lining themselves up in little rows. So during the daytime, I don't see those lights, but at nighttime, I do. So right now, that's my inspiration. That's the thing that's fires me up, and so I would probably do something in this context that related to light. I'd put lights through the through the garden that ran in those same sorts of rows, but right into the garden, right through all the bushes and trees, and line them up with the street lights that I see into the distance, so that suddenly it makes it look like, instead of the view being out there, it's coming in.
That's cool. I like that.
But Dan, do you have to have a big garden or a large space to actually, you know, incorporate artwork or sculpture into
your
garden?
Absolutely not. No, I think that quite often smaller spaces work a lot better. And one of the reasons behind that is because with sculpture you can really play with scale. If you have a small garden and put small things in it, it will feel like a small space. And it's a little bit claustrophobic. But if you have a small garden and put really big things in it, maybe just one really big work of art, then suddenly the garden feels like it's a part of something else. It feels like it's a small space in a large, expansive garden, because you see big things around you. You feel that there must be more big things beyond that.
Yeah. It's all about that visual sort of juxtaposition too, isn't it? So you're kind of making the eye want more in a kind of a strange way.
Yeah. I think, you know, you're kind of playing with the way that the mind thinks. And, I mean, there's all sorts of techniques in gardens, like using mirror in gardens in clever ways so you don't see yourself, but you look like you're looking through to another space. Those sorts of things.
Dan, where can people buy sculpture, though, for the garden? Is it really just your normal, you know, everyday garden centre?
Galleries, of course, have through sculpture, and there's often you know, annual events like, well, here we have sculpture in Central Otago and Wanaka, and sculpture on shore in Auckland, and sculpture on the Gulf, and I think you have various ones in Australia in various different cities that do that same sort of thing, and I think they often work really well because they're outside, they're an annual thing, so people put some real work into making sculpture works that relate strongly to the environment they're in.
Dan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Brilliant, fun talking with you.
Nice to chat to you, Dan Rutherford, there in gardening mode, and we'll have Dan again from time to time on the program.
You know, it's kind of interesting, that whole garden thing. It's amazing how many people, even with a small garden, how into it they are. Friends that have got apartments, you know, you walk out and they've got the most beautiful verandas full of pots of, you know, not just kind of houseplants or outdoor plants, but, you know, herbs and, you know, like mini vegetable gardens.
Absolutely
amazing.
And it's amazing you can grow this stuff anywhere now.
Exactly.
As Dan has said, plants adapt to their climate.
Yeah, they do.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.